Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast with myself, Walshy. And today we've got the modern day pirates in. We've got some pirates in, MDP. what are you telling me, boys? You good?
I do, man. Yeah, good, bro.
Yeah, so we've got Roe.
Yep.
And Diego.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just so we can, because I was confused when you came in. You get me? I was like, whoa, I had his names, but just weren't sure on which. So first question is normally like how you got into music and that. But with you, man, you are like the first like duo that we've had on. We've never interviewed two people like on the podcast before, and obviously we couldn't interview one of you without the other because of the way things work. So my first question with you, man, is like how you've met each other. Like, are you childhood friends you're meeting? Like, how did you meet?
It's funny, actually, we've known each other all our life. We're brothers, you know what I mean? We're actually twins.
Mad. Yo, check my face. I did not know that. I swear down. I was going to say, yeah, he's cousins, but I thought, nah, if I say the cousins, then if might think, right, why is he saying that?
Yeah, just as we've grown, we've our hair and that's changed. But yeah, if I had the same hair as him and I didn't have like the tash and that, you'd think we would.
Now I'm looking at his, it's mad, you know.
But yeah, a lot of people probably don't. We probably don't push that enough, push that across enough, but we are actually twins for anyone who don't know.
Yeah. So we've been exclusive. Yes.
But yeah, so that feeds, that's why we got that understanding and that chemistry, whether we're working in the studio or on stage or whatever. It's like we've literally known each other since we were born.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was going to ask, because you seem tight. Yeah. Like, obviously, I'm tight with my boy, you get me, and things like that, but like, not obviously not to that extent, you know what I mean? You, man, are twins, so yeah, that kind of makes sense why you are obviously like so tight. So tight, yeah, that makes sense. So, obviously, then the next question, boys, is like, how did you get into music? Like, have you always been that way inclined, like musically inclined or whatever? Like, how do you get into it?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've always been into music because I'm sure you guys can relate, like, growing up, it's such a big part of our culture, like listening to certain artists and stuff. But where we lived, like, we didn't do music. Like, people like us didn't do music. No one around us did music. We just listened to 50 Cent and that. And as we got older, like Bugs and Malone and Slay and people from Manchester. But we didn't grow up in Manchester, so music wasn't a thing for us. But then I guess Roe should take over because he's the one who started it all. Like,
yeah.
So you just say you didn't grow up in Manchester then, no?
Nah, so we were born in Leeds.
Yeah.
Then we grew up in Leeds, Batley, Morecambe, Bradford for a bit,
Bolton
for a little bit, then back to Morecambe.
So you, man, are really pirates out here.
That's what I'm saying, literally, man. That's what
man are actual pirates.
And I actually found out our great granddad, our family, was a sailor out in Pakistan. We've got that hat.
Complete coincidence, man.
On our Pakistani
side. So you obviously were already modern day pirates.
You know
what it is? I've always felt a connection with water. Do you know what I mean? Man. I feel peace when I'm by a body of water. I always say it.
Yeah, like at a lake or whatever.
Anything like that, man. Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah, but that's sick, man. That's mad.
Yeah. Music, though, yeah, that was it.
I just got gassed over you. Grand up being a pirate one.
As Owen was saying, we didn't have access or opportunity to actually learn music, learn any instruments, anything like that professionally or in school or anything like that. But from when I was I remember in primary school, we used to do rap battles, shit like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
writing little bars and that little, shit.
It's like donks most of the time, though, because we were in Rylands and that in Lancaster, and it's just a very, like, blackout crew, all that at the time. And I remember this kid in year six being like, say bit a bad boy, and then I went bit a bad boy, and he's like, yo, you're whack, and everyone started laughing. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, so it was just like joke stuff and that. I started writing properly when I was probably about 16, something like that.
Yeah.
Started off probably just, in a way, I'd call it like poetry, do you know what I mean? It was bars that maybe wouldn't flow on a beat or anything, but I was just writing out my feelings. And then I started getting into it more when I was like 17, 18, and I was just spitting at house parties and that. And then Owen was like, yo, bro, you could if you put your head straight, you could do something with this. And then he started like sort of visioning stuff. Then he started writing hooks. Then when we were about 19, he started like writing verses. And then we were like, let's do this together.
Yeah,
back maybe 4 years ago or something like that, and started actually performing and writing as a group.
It's actually a mad story, though, why we took it seriously. Like, he was spitting and he was sick, and there was set like, I don't even mean to be harsh, but posh neeks, bro, at this school, at parties in the corner of the room, like, spitting out Tom Zanetti's bars or something that aren't even his own bars, and everyone's getting gassed in the room. Yeah. And then we were like, nah, screw that, we can do that. And then we went to Tenerife, bro, and there was a boat party there with Tom Zanetti, and we're like, what are the chances of that? So we went to the boat party, and I was like, yo, Ronan, you should jump on mic, you know? And then Tom was like, yo, listen, spit to me. If you're cold, then I'll let you go, mate. It's spat. He was like, yo, you're sick. And Ronan had that boat going mad. Everyone was raving, and we were just kids who were spitting in the corners at parties. So then I was like, yo, if these are going that mad, we can make money doing this, bro. We can make a life doing music. And then we took it serious from there.
Yeah, and it's funny because looking back, like, I was trash.
Yeah.
Whack bars.
Yeah, man.
Just whack, and it was, do you know what I mean?
Shout out Tom's,
yeah, innit? Yeah, man, shout out.
He won't even know or remember, do you know what I mean?
He was probably off his tits.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But just a little thing like that when I wasn't even taking it seriously, it sort of gave me the motivation. This is what drives us. A lot of the stuff we want to do with our music is like community work. I understand that when somebody's young and doesn't quite realise how accessible stuff is, all it takes is a little bit of encouragement. Something little like that can change someone's life. That drives a lot of what we do, to be fair.
Well, it's changed yours, like you said. It's exactly changed your, how serious you was taking it.
Yeah,
that's testament to that. There's one quick question I wanted to add on to this is with you guys, do you do solo stuff or do you just do stuff? Because I think when I've looked, it's all stuff together.
Yeah, so we haven't released solo stuff, and we don't really put energy into finishing solo stuff or anything, because it just, the way we work and why we write and why we're putting our pain onto the page and stuff, like we shared all this pain and we live together and we're sharing together, the opportunity just doesn't even come up to want to put the energy into doing a solo thing.
Yeah.
But like Ronan's producing now, so we've got a couple of songs in the bank where maybe he's done the beat, and we'll have like Stringfella, big up Stringfella,
yeah,
sick,
shout
he'll,
him out, man.
Sick guy, man. Yeah, he'll put a pattern down or some of his guitar. Ronan will build the beat, and then I'll do the vocals. And there might not be any other vocals on the track, but to me, it's still a collab.
Yeah,
because
with
he's
Stringfella
doing the beat,
and
Stringfella's
and
doing the strings and that. So, even if it was to be solo, I think we're still all working on the track.
Yeah.
We'd never really
if it
have
was, Ronan's probably made the beat.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, man, I hear that. Yeah. And I was just curious because I know some people like in collectives or duets or whatever, little crews or whatever, will do the crew thing or the team thing, but then we'll also do their own, and I couldn't find anything, so I just wondered if it was a thing, but
I mean, it's like, it's not something that I'd rule out, and definitely in the future, you know what I mean? There's, we are still our own individual people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that will reflect in our music and our style and stuff like that. But as Owen says, at the moment, our priority every time we're in studio is just working together. So.
Yeah, no, I hear that. You'll get the best out of you two if you're doing that anyway, rather than like, oh, I'll do this with him, and then, but I've got this on the side that I'm working on for myself.
Yeah,
I hear that with the energies and that. So yeah, just dead quick, because you just mentioned him actually, Stringfella, like, do you work closely with him? Because he's sick, bro. Like, we share him all the time on the page, like, just a little, I don't even know what you, I call him little jam sessions,
because
he's just jamming, innit? Like,
yeah, that's what it is, bro.
And he can play his own beat, like, there was one he done the other day that was dead funny, I think you, man, commented on it, the weed man one.
Yeah.
Like,
bro,
yo, if anyone don't know what I'm on about, I'm going to put it in the link that below, to our the post on Insta, because it was sick. But yeah, he's just, do you work closely with him then,
We do, we do. He's one thing about Stringfella, he's just got such a passion for music.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's one of the first artists that we sit in a studio and he'd just say, right, rap. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? And we'll just start rapping, and he'd be like, right, I'm going to play something. And he'd just start playing, and then we'll just spend hours just rapping, talking, playing, stuff like that, and really get back to the roots of why we all love music. He's someone who is really refreshing to see, you know what I mean? And we'd seen his Instagram. We'd seen it. We like you. Like, we'd seen his little jams and that he did, and we were rating it hard. So then we kind of got in contact with each other, made a track together, and then... I mean, now, how long ago was that? Maybe a year ago, something like that. And then we just started working closer and closer. As I say, we've got so many tracks in the bag with him.
And more importantly, like, we're just learning and growing together. Like, we've got a lot of products, a lot of that collaboration. We've got a lot of music, like, really close to ready to being put out and stuff. But the way we've grown and developed as artists and people together, it's rare, like Ro said, that you'll meet someone who is that passionate about the art and the music and that real. Like, we only rate real music. Like, you'll get that about us from our page and from as we speak to you and stuff.
And he is just, for me, the definition of real music. Like, he doesn't care, man. The stuff he's been through and experienced, and he's not going up and chatting all this drill stuff that other men are. And he's, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just real music. So, we work a lot with him, and I rate him really highly.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to see what you've got with him. Because, like I say, he's sick, man. And that Weed Man one was funny, bro.
Have you ever, like, been up here, been down in Withington before?
A few times. I don't know it too well. But yeah,
so you might not be aware, but anybody watching is familiar with Withington, and he's got the bar in it, which is so funny about Boss Man with the cheap scales and that orange Bentley and that, and you just always see it pulled up outside the shop, and it's just 10 times funnier, bro. So if you're from Withington and you check that out, you'll get what I mean. It's just waiting with it, bro, and it's not cheesy at all. It's just sick.
Yeah, it's funny as well, man. It's sick. Yeah, man. So yeah, I sort of wanted to go through like your discovery, like your previous tracks, your discography, as they say. So like for me, like I've relatively new to you guys, like a lot of the people that we've had on have known quite a bit about them. Yous as like some of the first guys that we've got on that I've got you on because we're interested, like I want to know more, like because I don't know more, do you know what I mean? Like when I've had like previous artists, like the last episode with Slay, like we just chopped it up like about a lot about the older stuff, but with you guys I don't really know, I didn't know much about your older stuff. I've had to go and do the research and that, and like I'm fucking impressed, man. You've got like a really good little back catalogue of music already out, which I think is important, like when people say I'm gonna blow, not that I've heard you guys say this, but that phrase I'm gonna blow, like people make one track or a Hood's Hottest and say I'm gonna blow, but when you blow and your Spotify has just got that one Hood's Hottest on it or that one track, where you blowing to, you know what I'm saying? That's my theory behind it. And like when I come across new artists like you guys, new in terms of like my library and what I listen to, I've gotten to you guys and gone, wow, there's actually like I can listen to you for like a little bit of time and take you in. It's not just one track, do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we'll sort of like run through your your releases and stuff like that. So your first release that I could find, might be wrong, it could be an older one that's probably been taken down, it was Loner in 2018.
Yeah, let's say that was the first.
Right, so we know that that's not the first.
But it's, it was, we were like only young at that point, especially like in our heads, do you know what I mean? We were only young at that point.
How old are you, man, by the way?
23.
And obviously you're 23 as well, because you're 20.
Yeah, we were only young at that point, and it was kind of reflected in the music we was dropping. So we took there was more that we took off, and there's loads that we just didn't release. I kind of wish we'd just released it now, do you know what I mean? I was a lot in my own head at the time. But yeah, so Loner's our first official release out there. As I say, I mean, if I'm being real, I don't necessarily like listening to it back, because I feel like we've grown so much in terms of our message and our music and stuff like that. But other people rate it, fair play.
I still have people, even though we're dropping all this, like, what I would consider more real stuff. Like, we've always kept it real, you know what I mean? But even then, there's still people coming to me, like, my boys and that, even saying, like, yo, Loner's my favourite track of yours, you know? Like,
what? Yeah, still to this day.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. You know. But it was kind of like, we were just, you know, dipping our foots into the water of, you know, getting into studio, recording stuff, doing videos. It was our first video, do you know what I mean? All that stuff. We were just throwing ourselves into it, and that reflects it. I think that's why we'd never want to take it down. That's kind of,
well, I've got this on the notes here, that it was the first video. It was also the first track, but it was also the first video I found as well. So and then on SoundCloud there's Every Day.
Is that on there? No way.
From 29th of November 2017.
No way.
So there is actually, because I must have found that one later, because it's a bit further down my notes. I've done myself over there. So yeah, Every Day from 2017.
That is, I'd say, technically our first release, because we did one before that at Pi Radio, when we used to cycle like 2 hours on mole bikes, we're paying 50p an hour for. To go to Pi Radio in Stockport.
What, them things with the orange wheels?
Do you remember them? And then we got like 15 minutes, so we quickly chucked a track together. I wouldn't really say that counted. But that Every Day, we got onto a Levi-sponsored music project, which was really sick and changed our lives. Another community project that really helped us.
Yeah.
And we went into the studio with Matty and Simplicity, who's an artist from Openshaw, I think he's based. And we just made that in like 15, 20 minutes or something. And it was our first time in a proper studio, properly dedicating time to it. And yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was a vibe and that. But I listened back to it the other day, funnily enough. I was like, oh, so bad.
Yeah, but I think that's with anything though. Because I, when I'm editing these podcasts, like I edit the podcast, bro, I absolutely hate my intro.
Yeah.
Yes, people, welcome back to... Like when I'm editing, bro, like I'll send him... He's creasing behind the camera, yeah? Because I'll send him a voice note and I'll play the video, yeah? And I'm just constantly, because I'm getting it lined up, or I'm putting the intro video in, or I'm putting the little things that pop up and say subscribe, but I just constantly hear my voice. It's hanging, bro.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah, it is.
So I can relate to that. And like when I look back to like our first podcast and like didn't have a table, bro. Like, I had these two arms, yeah, but I only had one table, though. Table behind you is there. So RJ had his mic on the thing and I had to hold my mic, yeah, like a proper interviewer, because I didn't have a table to attach this to. Jokes. That's how, like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? So when I look back, I'm like, oh, should have just waited a week and got a tea. You know what I mean? Like, but
yeah,
it is what it is, isn't it? It's all like foundations and growth, like practice hours for you. If you don't make them tracks that you cringe on now, you won't be at the level you are now.
Exactly, bro. There's no such thing as a good track without a bad track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Simple. So I feel like I'm not out here trying to pretend. I think a lot of artists pretend that they were just born sick. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're not born sick at anything. Everybody's rubbish at first or something. You have to get into it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to show that, and I don't think there's anything bad with showing people the growth that you've made.
Yeah.
And I think it can inspire people in a way as well, if they realise, oh, okay, right, you weren't sick at first. Do you know what I mean? Like, H didn't, people think, a lot of young artists, I think, look at H and think, oh, mad, he just did a freestyle on the street and then blew up. They don't see the years of work before that. They don't see all the Pi Radio appearances, all the different tracks he was doing and everything before that. Not for any reason, not because he's hiding that, just because I guess they don't look into it. But I think that it's important to show people you grow. Do you know what I mean? You start somewhere, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I hear that. So then... one that I've got on that I wanted to speak to you about, because I was like feeling this one. I thought, yo, this is like, I'm sure it's, I playlisted it in one of my like Percy playlists, was Lifestyle.
Sick, man. Sick.
Like, I like that one. That one's hard, that, and it's got a video to it as well.
Yeah,
you got a video for like quite a lot of your stuff, which I think like for like up and coming artists, not many people do that. Some people take the SoundCloud route, which you guys sort of have done, but with the other stuff as well. Do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like some people will just bang tracks on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Like little throwaways or whatever, and it's sick because like SoundCloud has its own sort of niche and that, done it, and I go on there and things, you know what I mean? But like with you, like you've got like pretty much all your early releases, you've got the videos with it as well, like he's a really investing in it, is what it looked like for me, because I'm like, right, every track I'm finding on Spotify, I'm going on YouTube and there's the video.
Sick,
or
man.
There's at least like, if there weren't a video, it's like the audio version YouTube.
Yeah,
so like it's good for like someone who listens to your music. They might, I'm on SoundCloud today, so they can listen to all of your music. Oh, I'm on YouTube today, because I'm like that. One day I might be on YouTube, so all I'm watching all day is Hood Sottis and whatever. But then other days I'm in iTunes and I'm album listening.
Yeah.
And think, do you know what I mean? So that's like a good thing. For you guys, like for getting your music out there, like if it's accessible on all these platforms.
Exactly.
It's easier to get hold of and things like that. So is that something that is of strategic... I can't even say that. Yo, man, just like... Yeah, that one. I'm going to have to edit that, man. I like glitched out then. Yo. Yeah, so anyway, like that, like you thought about it. Is that something that is a thought about?
Yeah, 100%. It's at like the center. We try and make our music as accessible across as many platforms as possible.
Yeah.
And in terms of the visuals, like video, that's something that is a huge priority for us, because at least I think you feel the same. We've discussed it before. Like, if you can find yourself a great videographer, someone who can bring your art to life, it just takes it to that next level. Like, people, if they can be engaged visually, and if that can be a part of telling the story, not just something to look at, not just, you know, blah, 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 whatever. If you can incorporate that into the story, into the art in some way, it just brings it to the next level. Do you know what I mean? Especially when you look at global artists and the kind of stuff that they're producing. They're producing movies. Do you know what I mean? It's an experience. It's about more than just listening to the track. And I think that's why we put it at the center of everything we do, really. And we found a great videographer that we're working with, Dan Needham.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about my man, because you look like you terrorise him as well, you tight fuckers. Seeing him getting some B-roll, yeah, the man's like, you will know, Keith, yeah, when you got a crouch and you're in like a weird angle to get... And these men are filming him on the story, going, check this guy out. Zooming in on him and that. Man's like walking, like knees bent, yeah, getting B-roll for their shit. If I was him, yo, Dan, I'll be putting like, yeah. I don't know. But nah, it shows you got a good relationship. It shows you got a good relationship with him is what I was getting at there. But yeah, like he's sick. Like we spoke and you shared us the exclusive like little.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't call it an interview. It's more like what would you call that? Because it was a bit of an interview, but you weren't being asked a question.
Yeah, I guess for me, it all comes down to, with our music and everything, it's all about our message. We talk about it a lot. So music is one form for us of delivering that message. So it made sense to us to try and kind of contribute more of the emotion and stuff behind the track in that kind of format. So it was really just us speaking about the inspiration behind the track and kind of the philosophy around it, because it's called I Hope Today Is a Good Day, and it's all about obviously trying to remain positive when bad things are going on and taking it as it comes and stuff. So we thought it was important, right? It's not just a track we wrote and we put out and we want to blow, like we're actually trying to deliver a message and help people. So forms of media like that kind of interview, like approaching you guys who are all about community and building a community, this is all stuff that I believe will help the community of people we're trying to reach, and that's what drives all our decisions. So it's not, we might be doing stuff that people will question and stuff, and this is why we're trying to do more. We're just trying to find other ways to deliver this message.
Like obviously you guys hit us up, said yo, we've got a tune coming out, we've got this, like I think we shared it, we promoted it as like a behind the scenes / like interview type thing,
because
it was like a peep behind the scenes but behind the track, like the reasoning behind the track sort of thing. So if anyone don't know what we're talking about, I'll put the link below. It's on our IGTV. So basically the boys hit us up, did like you just said, they done the tune, I Hope Today Is a Good Day, and then they had this extra video to go with it. They give it to Treehouse exclusively and we promoted that, and it had a good reaction as well, actually. It done really well, like got a few hundred views on IGTV, which is like, I know posts get a couple hundred views, but IGTV actually got to click into it and it brings a full screen type thing in it, and it's a bit different, man. So yeah, that done well. So like, but what we've sort of strayed there, but like that Dan Needham is where I was going. The quality of the video, like I said to you, yo, put that in a Wii link and send me that, don't just send it through Instagram, because it'll suck the quality out of it, and it'll look like you filmed it on a potato when he's filmed it on something absolutely nuts. So shout out him, man. I just wanted to give him props, because he's been, like the visuals are sick, and also the visuals for the actual track Hope Today Is a Good Day is actually like sick, and like I've seen pictures and stuff where they had them big silver foil things, all the lighting
techie,
right,
man,
and proper techie with it, so shout out him, man. Little nod to him for like your visuals. Obviously it's your visuals, but he's the man behind it.
And we give him a lot of creative control, like we come with a dream and we'll have inspirations and stuff, but he might have a certain idea and he's like, do you mind? I'm like, bro, you do your thing, like I trust you completely with our art and our vision, because he knows as well, he believes in us and he wants to help. So
you know what, on that note, we've got, I'm not even going to put a number on it, I'll just say we've got a list of tracks now with videos that are ready and on the way, and on the way to be
each
made.
One's better than the last. Like, I Hope Today Is a Good Day will look like nothing compared to the other stuff we've got coming out, and that to me looks like a movie. Like I said to him, I wanted to look, the backdrop to look like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or something, and
just some mad
to me
world.
Did it somehow, so sick.
So I'm looking forward to that one. So yeah, where did you film the I Hope Today Is a Good Day? Sorry, I'm not texting, I'm getting my notes off.
Don't worry, Formby Beach.
I knew it was local but I couldn't remember, because it looked sick, man. Like I say, what visuals did I see? Was he also in the forest on that one as well?
That was another one we dropped on Sunday. So
that's it. That's the new one.
Filmed it on the same day though. The forest is next to the beach there.
So I was thinking, is it, because I seen it and obviously I've just been confused. That one, is it, this one's the new one. I forgot about this actually, because I've done my notes, because obviously we was meant to do this a bit ago. I've not updated my notes. So the new one.
Yeah.
That dropped
Sunday.
Sunday.
I don't know what day it is. Yeah, 6 days ago.
Yeah, yeah, about a week ago. Yeah, because I'm sure I've playlisted it. Yeah, I've playlisted it. It's in our playlist. Nice. So I do. Yeah, I am aware of it. I've just not updated my notes, boys. So you're on fire though, dropping like mad.
As we say, bro. Yeah, we've got the ball rolling now. It's gonna carry on like this. We'll just be dropping constantly.
Yeah, you know, that was my question. Yeah. That was my question. So I was gonna say, is that what we're doing now? We're doing the release. Yeah, are we getting a project at the end of it, or are we doing a single thing?
At the moment, we don't want to just do a project for the sake of it. Every project that we release from now until the end of our career will have complete purpose and meaning. We're going to do it because there's a reason behind it. So at the moment, we're just dropping singles. And, you know, if it comes about, if we become inspired at any point in the next few months to make a project and it has meaning, then we'll do it. But it's something we've discussed before. Not that I look down on any artists that do this. Just personally, I'd rather all of our projects have...
Yeah,
a reason for being there
and a theme and a fit in
exactly everything.
And on that note, we're not putting any artists down, because I know a lot of success stories from people that have just put out constant catalogs, constant EPs and stuff. So it's not for that reason. It's just, like I said again, it comes back to this message and how we want to deliver it. So we're just keeping that in mind when we're thinking about projects and stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So obviously we've touched on it. One thing I wanted to, I don't even really want to ask, give you the floor and say, what is the message? You keep mentioning it. Obviously, I know we've spoke, so it's a bit where I'm going, yeah, yeah, because I actually do know, because I've spoke to them like before. But like people watching, they might be thinking, what's this message is on about? So what is the message that you're trying to deliver on, and how did it come about?
Yeah, so we touched on it before, obviously, but we were born and grew up in different areas in the north, and we've lived with different people and had different experiences, and frankly just a traumatic childhood. We were never kids, you know what I mean? We didn't have a childhood. It was taken from us at a very young age. And we grew up around, like, we were either living with our nana, who was amazing, but we were in poverty. Like, we had no carpets on the floors. We were living with rats, mushrooms in the house, everything, because we were living in such poverty, starving, constant hunger pains, or we were living in other situations where we're suffering from abuse daily.
It was volatile,
violent.
It's not the environment for a child.
Not at all, no. And we're around hard drugs in a horrible ghost town with a lot of bad activity going on around us and stuff. And, you know, most people who are born into this situation, it doesn't end well for them. Like, the people around us, we should have never gone on to do what we're doing now. We shouldn't be sat with you here now. So our message is all around, kind of, no matter what position you're born in, you can break free from your past, from what's holding you back, and achieve your ambitions, that you pursue a dream. And that's where the name comes from, modern day pirates. When pirates were about and stuff, we know our family history. We'd have been born into poverty still. Like, we've never had money in our family, so we wouldn't have just slaved away on a farm doing whatever we were meant to be doing, because we got told we were doing it. We'd have gone out on a boat and just had fun and gone around the world with all our boys and stuff. And that's what it's all about. It's about breaking free from what's holding us back. And obviously, as a result of the trauma we've experienced, we've got mental health conditions we're trying to work through, and other stuff going on that all ties into the music. So even though we talk about a disadvantaged background, you could be from the most privileged background and still connect with what we're talking about. So it's not at all limited to the experiences we've experienced. It's just that's what's formed us and shaped us the way we are.
Say, like, to sum it up in one line, if you can, our mission is to contribute to change so that the cycle of abuse and poverty is broken,
basically. Yeah man, that's big. So obviously, like I say, I've seen your music, and like, it's featured, like you just touched on there, it's like you feature, you talk about mental health, the little behind the scenes interview we was just talking about a couple of minutes ago, that what he's talking about is mental health and feelings and stuff like that, and I can relate to that. And like you just said, like, mental health doesn't discriminate, like you said, you can be any creed, color, race, from anywhere, any sort of background, really rich background, do you know what I mean? People could have money and that could fuck them up, do you know what I mean? Way having no money fucks you up, everything could fuck you up, do you know what I mean?
What was it you said? He was speaking to a therapist or something one time. What did you say about that kid who got PTSD from something?
Like I know someone, like, I don't know them personally, I know them through somebody who was dealing with PTSD at like the age of 20, and having to have regular therapy to deal with it, because when they were younger, they just had a bad experience at the dentist. They were scared of the needle, had a bad experience, and that developed into complex PTSD later.
Crazy.
Right?
Which is in my mind, just
a it just shows. I think it's, you know, a lot of people wouldn't get this, but no matter what, when we say no matter your background, we don't mean if you've come from poverty and, you know, a background like us. As you say, it doesn't matter what background you've come. You could be from a good background. Do you know what I mean? With a lot of money, and that means you have a good background. Not necessarily. People have all sorts of issues, and I think the one thing that everybody, that unites everyone in the world, is dealing with you know, the roller coaster that's life, because it throws so many stuff at you. There's at one point in our life, maybe some people it takes till they're older, but at some point we all get our demons and we all have to face up to life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, therefore I hear what you're saying for sure.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I just wanted to like bring that up because I think it's sick what you're doing, and there's not many people that do that. And like the mental health thing, it is a massive issue, especially in what people would call our target demographic and also yours, like males. Like obviously women, I'm not just saying that, like obviously women suffer with mental health, but like I think it is like them stats where like between 18 and 35 is like suicide is the biggest killer, and you know, it's one of the biggest killers and things like that, like because there's that perception like men are just man up like that, you know what I mean, things like that. And I feel like we need to get away from things like that. And like the reason why I was so eager to share the BTS thing that you sent us, and I don't do this often, but like it got queue jump on the schedule because I wanted to post it straight away because I thought it was important, and I thought it needs that 10 o'clock. That the 10 o'clock spot for us is pretty much in the week, like Monday to Thursday is probably the best spot the day, the 10 p.m. spot. And it was just like no disrespect to anyone, but it was just a freestyle or probably a fucking lemon pepper, which are driving me mad at the minute. So I was like, nah, the boys are getting queue jump, you get me? There's only been about five people that have ever had queue jump, and that got it. And it weren't because it was you, man, or whatever. It's because of the message behind it. And I feel like people need that. So if anyone's fucking struggling, we'll put all like I'll get like mental health like links for Samaritans and things like that, for helplines and things you can call, man, because obviously everyone goes through it and not everyone has that friend. Like people say, oh, you know, get hold of speak to a friend or whatever. Like you just said, everyone's background's different. Some people might not have friends. Some people might not be able to speak to their friends or family about that because of whatever reason. Do you know what I mean? So if you are struggling out there, man, just get help, and we'll put all the links below and tap in with the boys' music as well, because the message.
Yeah, Jeff, definitely. Yeah, feel free to reach out to us. Do you know what I mean? We, as we say, music's one way of us delivering our message. Don't feel like you have to be an artist or even have to be a fan of our music to reach out to us.
You can hate our music, bro. Like,
it's cool. You don't have to follow us, nothing. Just if you want to reach out to us as well, we're there.
Yeah,
we can, we like to think we can help some people.
Yeah, man, love that. Yeah, so if you are struggling, hit the boys up, man. Obviously they've got like they just said, they've experienced things and they're working through things themselves, so they might be a bit more knowledgeable on certain situations to help you through your situation. So that's big, that, man. Just going back to the like releases and stuff, another one that I was feeling as well was Lazy Ro.
Yeah, man.
So I've got a question, Ro, are you lazy? Just to lighten the mood a little bit, you get me? We'll bring it back, you get me?
But yeah, man.
Is he lazy? Actually, I won't even ask you, I'll ask you, is he lazy?
You know what? This is the whole point of the track. I know he isn't.
Yeah.
But people, at least not anymore, but people would have said he is. And kind of, it's a fun track, but if you listen closely, you'll see it's structured kind of like at the beginning, it's like, oh, Lazy Ro, keep calling me lazy. Well, I did get up late, da da da. And it ends with, the thing is, I ain't lazy. I've just been staying up late, overthinking lately. Yeah. Like, it's real, bro. He's up late because we can't sleep. Like, we haven't been able to since we were 5 years old. You know what I mean? So it's
why is that? Is that because of things you've been through, or is it because you're creative?
Yeah.
All
right, okay.
But it led to the point where I think because we were active at them hours because of our demons, I started working best at them hours. But I've got in a pretty good routine at the moment now, though. I'm do you know what I mean? We got up and got here for 12.
Yeah, that was big, bro.
So that's good for us, you know what I mean? But yeah, and I think I work really, really hard. Now, some people might say, might look down on me and think I don't do the right kind of work, do you know what I mean? Because I spend all day sat on the computer working in the studio, and some people think to look down on it. I'll just say, don't judge anybody, but I do a lot of work and I do work hard.
Yeah.
I do have a joke and that with that track and stuff like that. Yeah. But I'm
well, I got that impression. I've seen it on the list and I thought, let's switch it back up. Happy Vibe.
It's so funny as well. At the time when he wrote it, literally everyone every day was like, "You're so lazy, bro.
Not up yet, bro.
So lazy, bro." And like even like Chris Stringfellow would be calling me and he'd be like, "Yo, what are you saying, Owen?" I'm like, "Oh, I was getting up and about now." And he'd be like, "All right, so Ron will be up in 5 hours then, yeah."
No, but I can relate to that though, because like, not with the demon side of thing, but I stay up late because I can't switch off, bro. Like, yeah, I'm constantly,
it's real,
like,
bro. Yeah.
I'm just up looking for freestyles for the page. Like, nah, but I am though, like, I was constantly got ideas. Like, I'll be met, like, me and him have like a group, like a, as I say, it's a group chat, but it's only me and him in it now. There used to be other people in it, it's just me and him now. So I'll be putting in a group chat, I'll be doing the captions for like the post for like the next day at like 2 in the morning. Yeah. And he's got a warehouse job, so he's up at like 5. So we're like, 3 hours pretty much is like 24 hours. Like, yeah, you can pretty much, there's probably like two or 3 hours in between like 3 in the morning and probably 5 where you probably can't get hold of us. Yeah, but other than that, you can message us and get a reply like that.
Mad.
You know
what?
It's because of the way the body clocks work. But I stay up late. Like I said to him yesterday, I was knackered because I've been in work and that this week, like going back to the office, and that was absolutely knackered. So I was like, I knew he was recording at 12. We normally get a couple hours early. I'm like, yo, I need an early night. Went bed at like 1:30 last night. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was watching Line of Duty. I'm hooked.
Oh, yo! I'm hooked. Serious. I've not watched the last episode, so...
Nah, I haven't.
All right, cool. We're on the same
page. I'm on season... I've just finished season 4.
Okay, man, which one was that?
The one with Tandy Newton, DCI Huntley.
Yeah, DCI Huntley with the arm.
With the arm. Yo, so I've just finished that season, yeah. So I've watched the 4 seasons. I think the 3rd one's the best with the caddy. And DC Denton, the first woman.
Yeah, she was sick.
She just started pulling out evidence on them. She's like, right, you interview me. Yeah, sweet interview, man. And then she's like, bam, you're this.
Nuts, sick, bro. Yeah.
And like, I'm one of them. I grew up on pro wrestling and I love like the heels, like the bad guys.
Yeah.
So like, even though it's all feds, and it's still fuck the feds, like like when I'm watching it, I'm like, they're the good guys. They're the bad guys of the police in it, so I want them to win. She's flipping it on them in the interview, I'm like, yo, this is sick, like getting gaslighted. It is proper.
It's jokes. Sometimes I find myself like, yo, he's cool, I'd like smoke with him, you know. I'm like, oh shit, he's fed.
That was joke. But that's where I'm at the minute. I'm staying up late watching that, like, that's what I'm on. Like, can't switch off.
It's hard. You know what? This thing you said about, like, working till really late, though, I feel that because I think, this is why I believe in you guys as well, because it comes across, you know, if you've got a passion in something, how do you switch it off?
Yeah.
Just because you're tired or whatever, but you can't. If you've got a passion for something, you want to be doing it every minute of every day, don't you? And I feel like, that with you guys.
Yeah, we're like, if I could record every day, I would have interviewed everyone in Manchester by now. But because of work and family and things, I have to do it the way I do it, do you know what I mean? But we're still dropping episodes weekly, and we will. I want to, from now till the end of the year, drop an episode every week. That's in my head. I've said it on camera now, so it's gonna happen. It's happening. That's been in my head. We didn't start in January. We were gonna, but there was a few problems with like location and that. I had to secure the location. Thankfully, obviously, I got the loft now, and here we are. But that delayed us till like mid-Feb maybe. So I wanted to do a full year every week. I wanted to do 52 episodes or 53, whatever it is, in a year. But we're still going to go till the end of the year, so hopefully anyway. We'll definitely probably get his back on when I'm running out of guests. I'm like, yo, week 41, yo, boys, ages, you know. Do you want to come on separately? Split his up, do 2 episodes, you know what
we'll
I'm saying?
We'll mess with you, bro. I'll braid my hair in that and he'll
mad. Yeah, so quickly as well, just lastly on the releases as well, you man are like on the YouTube freestyles and the challenges and things that I see you doing that. Is that something that you see as like something as fun, or do you see it as like training? Because for me, when I see people doing that, I see like the challenges, you know, like the lemon pepper challenge and whatever. Yeah. I see them as like training session for you, man.
Yeah, so for us, we don't actually do challenges like that because...
I'm not saying
I get what you mean,
pepper,
yeah,
you,
just for,
that's just the
I
most recent
it.
One.
But freestyles and that, it's what we started on. Like, you'll know yourself as a grime fan, like the sickest thing for us, we didn't think about writing tracks. We were just writing verses and just spitting them at cyphers. So freestyling, it's an opportunity to practice, and then it's also, it's just fun. Like, it's
and we can still get a message across and stuff.
Yeah.
But
100.
Yeah, we just enjoy it, yeah. And it's something for, I wouldn't say for the fans, because we're not like huge like that or anything, but for consumers.
You got fans, boys.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah, say no. Come on. But yeah, for the fans and that, it's good to see a range and stuff. And like, I know myself, when I look at artists, and I'm into artists, even big ones like ASAP Rocky and Kendrick, I still like watching their little freestyles and their home filmed videos and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just you get a better connection.
Did you see the J. Cole one that he's done on LA? Leakers. I sent it to him and he goes, yo, I've already seen it. I was like, why don't you send it me then? You know what I'm saying? Hate that. You tell me you've seen it and not send it me, whatever. But yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to touch on that because it was something that features on your fingers.
Yeah,
and it just alludes to like the back catalogue, even though they're not on Spotify, it's content, it's got bars there or whatever, do you know what I mean? So yeah, just we sort of touched on it before, but it's in my notes to do a little bit on it, is the latest, well, it's not even the latest release now, but like, I hope today's a good day. So obviously, I think we alluded to it before, like obviously it's a positive tune, and like we've alluded to like why, but like why now? Because like you said, we spoke a little bit earlier, like off camera, about like things you've done in the past, and you said like, you've always been positive and real to yourselves, but like the message in the music is now, it's like you're shouting a positive message now, where maybe you was just doing music as people were saying.
I think it ties in to I think it ties so much into like our personal growth, do you know what I mean? And once I had that confidence within myself of who I was, like at least in terms of what I value, the things I value, the things I care about in my life and stuff like that, it then became easy, like that just became reflected in my music, because every time I was writing, that's what I wanted to write about, do you know what I mean? And we'd written loads of tracks, but we just hadn't, I don't know what it was really, I guess it also coincided with starting to work closely with Dan Needham, and he was sort of believing in us and telling us, you've got a strong message here and that, and then I think, I don't know, man, as I say, we just grew to the point where everything we was writing was reflecting something real, and we felt now's a good time to drop this, do you know what I mean? I don't listen to it and cringe at any point, so I'm happy to drop it.
I think part of it as well, I honestly think we were always capable of, and always wanting to release music like this, but when we started out, personally as well, we had a big problem of not being able to say no. And I'm sure a lot of people watching might also have this problem where it get to the point, like Rose says, there's a lot, somebody will say to me, like, your favourite colour is red, isn't it? And I'd be like, yeah, even if my favourite colour isn't red, because I just didn't want to let people down. Yeah. So we'd be in the studio with producers and they're like, oh, you should do this. And I'd be like, okay, like, I didn't feel that. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to do that. But we didn't have as much creative control and stuff because we weren't confident enough in ourselves.
I was literally just about to say that sounds like a confidence.
It is, and it took a while to learn that as well. It took a while to realise that I wasn't doing that because I didn't respect myself enough. Like, I didn't respect my own decisions and authority to be assertive enough to say, no, this is what's going to happen.
I hear that. Did you just hear what you said, Keith? Because this guy, he's confidence. He just writes himself. He films all this. He sets all this up. Like, I just sit here and do the questions, you get me? He does all of this, and he just writes himself off in his head, like, before he's even done it. He's like today, he's like, oh, I'm not sure if I can set it up. He's like, can you help me? I'm like, bro, I've never even done it. What am I going to do? You get me? We've come in today, and he's done it.
Yeah, man.
And I said, and we went shop before, and I said to him, it's a confidence thing, like, you're knocking yourself before you've even done it, when deep down you know you can do it, because you've just done it. Do you know what I'm saying? But because we film, like, 2 weeks apart as well, that knocks it a bit. So, do you know what I mean? It's been 2 weeks. And you build it up in your head. But as long as you know that you can do something, try not to knock your own confidence and you'll get there, man.
Yeah, I think the way we speak to ourselves is so important. And I think a lot of us can relate with if you sit back and think, the way I speak about myself or think about myself, if I spoke to my mate like that, would they still be mates with me?
Imagine we spoke to each other like that now. Yeah. We were that disrespectful to each other. I was like, ah, bro, sound like a bit of a, do you know what I mean, right now, whatever. The way I sound to speak to myself, I'll be saying, oh, you're coming across the wrong way right now, or you shouldn't have said that, or you shouldn't have done this. If I was saying that to the people around me who I respect,
you wouldn't have any friends.
I wouldn't say it, because it's not true. It's simply not true. Like, people believe in what you're doing. You, for example, behind the camera,
you've come up with a sick product, it's constantly improving, your interviews are just, honestly, compared to the other stuff that's happening in I can't compare it.
Stop
to
it, you're making me blush.
It's true, bro. I genuinely can't compare it, and this is the stuff that I think it's important to remind yourself of, especially when you're in an industry where I think there should be a bit more unity. I think there's probably a problem of people being a bit closed off, so it can be easy to think you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, self-belief's really important.
Mm. Yeah, love that. I'm going to clip that a little bit up where he's bigging us up. I love that. So yeah, just like one thing that I speak to everyone about, is because obviously it's more of a question for us, is like the Manchester scene. Like, obviously we've touched on, like, you work with Stringfella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who else are you feeling in the city? And is there anyone that you're working with, or is anyone that you want to work with, like, collab-wise?
Yeah, I think a big one for me, honestly, I'm feeling so much is Young Loose, bro. I don't know if you're onto him.
I know, bro. Yeah.
Bro, there is no one in this city. I
don't think it's out yet. That Zaza is at the new.
Oh, yeah, he's just dropped it.
Is it dropped now?
Like a Zaza. Yeah, geez, and he's got that Letters freestyle he did over Same Love instrumental. And he's just different. Mm. And as an artist, I just think he's sick. And his message and the stuff he talks about, he's been through a certain background, but he manages to present himself in a way which is accessible to a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of people could connect with him. So yeah, he's one. And then
do you know what I feel? I rate a lot of his work is JSD.
Shout out JSD.
That new track he just produced with what's she called, is it Debo Brown? That's hard.
Yeah, seeing that, he's so cool. Yeah,
but I really love his work, and on top of that, I rate that on his Instagram, especially because I got into producing recently myself. He always puts up little clips and stuff,
little
and
gems.
Just real, and he'll just like teach you a little bit of advice. But it's just because I'm hearing someone from Manny explain it instead of watching some American YouTuber.
Hey guys, click here.
Honestly, I rate that. I'm rating him. And on that note, I rate Persia as well. I think she's got something unique. She's got paving her own lane, and she's got bars. And I think she works hard, and you can see that. So rate her as well.
Definitely want to mention Slay, because again, he's someone
Who
grew up on. He's shown us a lot of love, which he hasn't had to do in the past. And growing up listening to figures in Manchester, you can't not have heard of Slay.
Yeah.
And then G-Rock's another one. He's sick. You onto G-Rock?
I like that. Is it Airmail?
I think that's what it's called.
I may have got that wrong. Apologies if I have. But he's got a tune that I banged out. He's got a couple tunes that we've added to the, but there's one in particular, I'm pretty sure it's Airmail. Can't remember. But
it hits hard, isn't it?
It's called G-Rock's hard.
He's sick, bro, and he's somebody we were introduced to through Stringfella.
Yeah.
Not personally, we've never personally met him or anything, but his music is just, and knowing the history behind him and the scene in Manchester and stuff, it's just, it's really impactful, his music. I think he's sick.
So on that list of people, then, are you working with any of them, or would you like to work with any of them? So obviously there, who you feeling, who you're listening to. I know you said with the JSD thing, like, would you, because he has his own studio and that, would you be interested?
I'd love to, if he's watching.
JSD watches all my stuff, bro. He's a big fan of the culture. Shout him out.
I'd love to work with him 100%, no doubt about that. We've not consciously sat down and discussed working with anybody. Like, we're working with Stringfella.
Talk the things, bro. Speak it into existence. This is the platform now.
I mean, love to make a chat with Young Loose.
It's a big one.
But I mean, as I say, any of the people we listed and respect, we'd work with. But we've never, for whatever reason, we've never kind of reached out to anyone to work.
Slay, we nearly did. But then, again, it was at a point where we were making music, which, like, sometimes we managed to get our vision in there, but a lot of the times we couldn't say no. So
yeah,
I don't think I was confident enough in myself to follow up through any features around that time, or until recently anyway. And then
make
again,
track with him now though.
Absolute banger, obviously, right now. So maybe that'll happen. Might reach out to him. We'll see. But
what would it be though? Would it be like a drum and bass thing? Or?
You never know.
I'd love to do a grind thing with Slay, me. Like, we drew drum and bass as well. We've dropped a drum and bass track, which is doing really well on SoundCloud and stuff. But to be able to do just a sick grime track with Slay. But the thing I like about Slay, bro, and I think he's trying to present himself in this way, I don't want to speak for him, but I still wouldn't categorise him as grime. And I think we could make a really cool track with him, which
some people might say he's grime, but would just sound different. So that's kind of what I'd approach. But
when he was here, I said to him, I wouldn't class him as a grime MC.
Yeah, yeah.
I would class him as an MC.
Yeah, yeah,
because he floats, like, he can, everyone knows he can do the grime. Mm. He's done the grime. He's been grime. Hmm. He was grime in Manny for a long time, do you know what I mean? So then he's obviously now more recently doing the drum and bass.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what do you call him? He's not a grime MC, and he's too much. He's too much of a drum and bass MC to call a grime MC, and he's too much of a grime MC. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's the way I feel. So for me, he's just an MC. Like, he can do.
Did you see his drill thing recently?
Bars and bass with JDZ Media.
Was that he dropped? Was that it? He dropped
the drill freestyle. Yeah, sorry, I thought
was,
you meant
that was
yeah.
Hard, bro. It was hard hearing him
because he done a drum and bass one for JDZ the other day called Bars and Bass, but. Yeah, the drill freestyle is on his IGTV.
Yeah, yeah, it's on his IGTV, yeah. I don't know, for me, I just think of Slay as just someone who's got, it's just a bar, what's it called, what would you call him? He just bars, bro. Yeah. And I think he's versatile, he's just an artist who has
He strikes me as the kind of artist that I'd imagine could write over anything.
Yeah.
And we've kind of always been that way, which is why I think creatively we could work well together.
Yeah. It wouldn't have to be a specific thing.
Exactly, yeah, and I hate that. You know, when somebody's just trying to force something a certain way or you're already boxed in, I hate going into working with somebody and already having definitions of what it has to be, because that's not how I write. That's not how most people write, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I hear that. So, yeah, like, that's the Manchester scene. Is there anyone else you want to shoot your shot with before we move on?
probably forgetting people, you know.
Yo, Britt is in Kane, bro. I can't believe not mentioned him.
Oh, yeah, he's, man. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, listen, Britt is in Kane. Works with, like, he's just works so hard. Like, he's, like, I chat to him, like, personally, and he just, every day, bro, he's got, he's like sending me little snippets. Mad. And I'm like, yo, stop teasing me, bro. I'm set to block him on WhatsApp, but he keeps sending me, like, little snippets. And I'm like, yo, where's the track, bro? Don't get me wrong, though. He does send me some exclusives. So I probably won't block him, you know what I mean? Because he hooks me up nice. So shout out Britt is in Kane. Yeah, man, I could see him working with you, man. And he works hard and he's so eager to work. Like, he's like we just said, he probably just doesn't switch off, like, because of the passion thing we was just talking about a minute ago. So he'd probably, like, hit him up and you'd probably be in the studio with him. Like,
he's one of those. Every single thing I hear from him, I have to pull up and listen again and again.
Yo,
I just keep listening.
The Adam remix, just Banco.
The Banco remix.
Oh,
Adam.
So sick. It's so sick.
Like,
yeah.
No shots fired at anyone. Rate Banco a lot. I prefer that over the original.
Oh,
just putting it out there. Ooh. I prefer to listen to that than the original.
Not
that it's better. Nothing's better or worse than anything.
It's a personal preference.
It sounds that sick to me. Yeah. And I go back to it like every few days. I'll go into his scroll right for down Insta just to listen to it. I wish I could listen to it in another way.
Yeah, but he's clever with the bars, sick. Man.
In terms of features and that, though, we just have the policy. If we write a track and then we're like, this person would sound sick on it. When that time comes, this is the limit of our discussion. When that time comes, then we'd hit him up.
Right.
We wouldn't want to hit an artist up and be like, right, let's work together, and then us kind of be like scratching our fingers, sort of being like, right, so let's make something now. We've already asked them to work together, but we've not come to them with anything that sounds sick. Do you know what I mean?
So
I'd
you
rather go
come
to them with something
with
and
like
be like,
a box of everything and go,
give them no choice but to be like, I'm jumping on that.
And also, as well, you're probably more likely to get the feature done if you do it that way, because everyone's busy in it. Like, let's be honest.
Exactly, bro.
But if you come with the track and all they've got to do is put their bars on it,
exactly, bro. Time is money.
It's a lot easier in it.
100%.
So, yeah, I hear that. So then, just like to wrap up, sort of thing, is just like talk about like any new music that you've got coming. Obviously, the latest release. Remind me of the name. I've not wrote it down.
Return to Strength
is out now.
Yeah.
Video.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Also, the Return to Strength Instagram.
Yeah, more importantly, that Return to Strength, it's called that because we worked with a charity called Return to Strength, for a mental health charity. So it's really important to us that if you're going to stream it and like to listen to music on Instagram anyway, I would rather you go watch it on their IGTV, check out the page, support them. But it's available there. It's also available on YouTube and all digital stores.
Yeah, man, I'll put the links. You'll have to send me the link for the Instagram you was just on about. And I'll put that below.
Nice. So, yeah.
Rather than the YouTube.
Yeah, bit. Thank you. Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Because that.
I do remember now you've just said that, it's coming back to me. I remember I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, updating
my notes. But yeah, so yeah, I did see that, and that it was in like partnership with a mental health charity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How did that come about?
So I saw the charity on Instagram, and there was a skateboarder who's blind called Blind Thrasher.
Yeah.
And he is sick. Like, he's using his I forgot the proper term, I guess, like the walking stick thing.
Like, yeah, the guide. Yeah, I think he's got a guide stick, maybe, okay, or something like that. Yeah.
He's using that while skating. He's doing kick flips and grinds and stuff. Mad guy.
Mad.
And he did a thing on Return to Strength talking about his battle with mental health and stuff. So I just messaged him and I was like, love what you're doing, guys, sick. And they replied straight away and was like, oh my God, you guys are sick. Do you want to work together? Like, whoa, please, yeah. And again, it's about the community. We're not working with them for the sake of it.
Yeah,
they are like you guys. I feel somebody that can benefit so strongly to the community that we can work together to for that cause, to for the greater good. You know what I mean? So that's how that came about. And again, there's another page we'd like to work with more.
Yeah, and it was meant to be. So we did like a thing where it was like a video where we talked about our journey or whatever, our story, and we gave like a message of positivity or whatever, and then
and then
it was meant to be like just a quick freestyle on our phone, and then we were like, ah, let's do this proper, do you know what I mean? So we went and filmed a proper video, recorded the track and everything like that, and then did that for him instead.
Yeah, because hopefully this is something that will stand the test of time. Like, when we go on to do big things, which I know we will, like, we've got a burning passion and we want to help people, and this is something which will continue to help others. If this had been just some freestyle filmed off our phone on Instagram, it's not got as much impact. Like, we want to try have as much impact as possible, so it was important to us to do that, and I'm grateful for them having the patience to let us do that.
Well, it shows that it's important to you, the fact that you've could have done the Instagram thing and sent it off and been done with it. You've gone, no, we can have a bigger impact with this here by doing it the right way, the like official release sort of way, rather than just I'll do your freestyle, do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's big, man. So yeah, I'll put the links again for below.
Thank you.
So yeah, just plug any new music. What have we got coming this year? Have we got any releases you can drop? When's the Stringfella stuff dropping? Give us an exclusive, boys. Come on.
What we can tell you.
Here we go.
We've got, first off the bat, we've got basically like a freestyle and a video dropping every few weeks for the foreseeable future, pretty much.
Every couple of weeks.
Yeah. So like, it'll be our major releases kind of 3 weeks apart, and then as a buffer in between, we'll be dropping freestyles and stuff, basically, sort of thing.
But on that framework, but there might be some delays and stuff like that. What can we give you? We've got a sick track that's not it's just more a bit of fun, stuff like that, bit of hype and stuff, called Smoke, which will be dropping well soon. That'll be the next month. The video's sick.
Crazy. We had Dan Needham on it. We took everything out of our studio and transformed it into just a scene that...
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's going to look cool. It's just sick. And then we've got a freestyle dropping before that as well that's filmed properly and everything recorded. I can't really say too much.
Yeah.
With Stringfella, we've got loads of stuff, but we just don't know when.
I need to hear some of this. I might even need a little...
We'll probably drop send
it to my email.
You can get an exclusive.
I can't.
If I see it on TMZ, I know you sent it.
Yeah, you know it's me, innit? But yeah, also as well, we're going to get you back in for a loft session as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're going to do 100%. That still, because I know we spoke about that.
Yeah, I cannot wait. And again, it's a thing of, we want to come with the right impact and we want to do your channel justice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, of course, man.
We can work really well together and we want to put everything into it.
So yeah, we'll definitely get you back in for the loft session. So make sure you keep an eye on that and all the boys' stuff that's coming out. So yeah, big love for coming down, boys.
Respect, man. Thanks for shouting us.
Fully appreciate it. I've enjoyed this one. First time that we've ever had two man on as well.
Yeah, man.
Pete's going mad behind the camera like normal. Like and subscribe before he kicks my ass. And yo, we're out of here safe.
Respect.